You're tuning into Black and White Sports on YouTube. The no-holds-barred truth on sports. The main event starts now.
Well, guys, one of the biggest questions with the WNBA since Caitlin Clark is now in the WNBA, are the fortunes going to change for the WNBA? Now, in 26, 27 seasons, nobody has cared about the WNBA. And WNBA has had some pretty famous college women's basketball players. When you're talking about Breonna Stewart, 4 championships, Diana Taurasi, 3 championships, all at UConn. UConn is a juggernaut in the women's college basketball space. But Caitlin Clark did something that I didn't really think was possible. Women's college basketball became super popular because of her. And also, you know, the rivalry with Angel Reese. I mean, I actually tuned in to the championship game last year because of that. That controversy. Controversy is a good thing in sports. You know what? People may say, I don't really want controversy. No, controversy is interesting. That actually gets people to watch. But anyway, Caitlin Clark now is a part of the Indiana Fever. And a dead man knew that the Fever were going to take her number one. Everyone knew for months now that she was going to be the number one pick. Everybody knew that the Fever were going to take her number one. Well, tell that to Nike. Because Nike has really, really messed up at this point. Now, the WNBA season is actually going to be starting up relatively fast. I believe our training camp actually starts like next week. And we're going to actually look at the schedule here because that actually matters. Caitlin Clark is moving the needle of the WNBA. Now, she's definitely going to have to perform on the court for long-term success to actually happen for WNBA. And every single WNBA player, man, should be salivating right now, because if you want to get paid, this is how you get paid. Caitlin Clark is going to have to deliver the goods. In other words, get butts in seats. And based on the draft, 2.5 million people watching, that's a pretty good start. But something's telling me, man, that the WNBA is probably going to mess this up. You know, just like the NBA when they decided to get woke in 2020 and then they lost half of their audience. And I already said it before that the WNBA is actually more woke than the NBA. Well, Nike. Nike actually makes the jerseys for the WNBA. Didn't know that. I'm pretty sure nobody knew that. Also, I believe Caitlin Clark just signed a deal with Nike as well, so she may actually be having her own shoe. We actually have to see how that goes. But Nike has made a mind-boggling mistake. Like I told you guys, everybody knew that Caitlin Clark was going to be number one. Everybody knew that the Fever were going to pick her. Nike was not prepared. So let's get into it, guys. Make sure you guys like this video, subscribe to the channel, become a channel member. Member live stream every single Friday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. Just starts at $5 per month. We appreciate the support. So here we go. Look at this. Caitlin Clark, Indiana Fever jersey, not shipping until August after mind-boggling error by Nike. They dropped the ball, guys. They did not make enough jerseys. They didn't make enough. This is insane right here that they can actually mess this up. Because if you're talking about August here, here is the schedule here for the WNBA. Training camp starts on the 28th. Preseason games begin on May 3rd. And the regular season starts on May 14th. And then you got the Commissioner's Cup, June 1st through 13th. The championship for the Commissioner's Cup, June 25th. You're still not going to have a jersey if you ordered it right now. WNBA All-Star break, July 18th through 21st, and the game is on the 20th, you still won't have your jersey. You may get it by the trade deadline, but also you may not get this jersey until October, man. We'll get into that. It actually depends on where you actually get it from. But look here. It says here a limited number of Clark jerseys were pre-made prior to the WNBA draft to be shipped out immediately and nearly sold out after the Iowa star officially became the first overall pick. Now, anybody that knows a little bit something about Caitlin Clark knew that those jerseys would sell out fast. But anyway, fans who were able to get their orders placed on that limited batch are the lucky ones, because anyone looking for a Clark Indiana jersey now will be waiting a very long time, or I don't know what they're saying right there. Clark Indiana jersey now will be playing a very long waiting game. Oh, okay, I see what they're saying now. Playing the waiting game. All right, got it. But anyway, fans can pre-order Clark's Nike jersey through Fanatics right now for $99.99. But when doing so, they will be presented with a disclaimer that they won't be shipping until August. Dick's Sporting Goods also has Clark Fever jerseys for sale, but those won't be finding doorsteps until October. October, guys. That is crazy. Now, in October here, that's like the WNBA Finals right there. This is a huge mess up by Nike. Quote, "We are currently sold out of our initial batch of this jersey. If you choose to place a pre-order today, our restock will be available to ship. Will be available to ship in August due to Nike's manufacturing times," the Fanatics disclaimer says. Again, Nike and Fanatics had to be aware that there would be extreme demand for Clark's jersey during the WNBA draft. What makes even less sense in this situation is that the Fever season starts on May 14th. Yeah, like I said, if you actually want to go out there and support Caitlin Clark, you became a fan of the Indiana Fever just because of her, you're not going to be able to wear a jersey. Now, I'm thinking, I don't know the capacity of the Fever's home arena. Something's telling me, man, that maybe, just maybe, they may have to find an alternative for all the home games. Maybe. Now, the Caitlin Clark effect will really be seen if people actually show up and watch other games where she's not playing. I think that's going to take a while. I don't think the Fever are actually going to have a problem drawing crowds with her and opposing teams with her playing against them. But if it's like, let's say the, I don't even really know the, is it Detroit Shock? Let's just use them as an example. And they're playing, Tulsa Shock. And let's just say they're playing another team. People don't show up. But we have to see, guys. But anyway, Nike, this is a big time mess up right here. Huge mess up, man. This is something the WNBA has been waiting on for a very, very long time. A player that can actually move the needle. And it looks like Caitlin Clark has that star power. But man, huge drop in the bucket there by Nike. But that's just my thoughts on this. What do you guys think of this? Black and white sports fans, let us know what you think about all this in the comments. Make sure to subscribe to the channel. And we'll catch you next time.
Thanks for watching the show. Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. Be sure to tune in next time on Black and White Sports.